February is Black History Month. I'm Caroline, and each day on WMPG, we're celebrating and honoring influential Black artists. Today, I'd like to talk about James Baldwin. James Baldwin was an acclaimed American writer whose work spanned several mediums, including novels, essays, poetry, and plays. His works focused primarily on issues of gender, sexuality, and spirituality in the African American community. Baldwin was born in 1924 and raised in Harlem, and often used that as the backdrop for coming-of-age stories, including his short story collections Notes of a Native Son and The Fire Next Time, as well as his first novel Go Tell It on the Mountain, which told an intergenerational story about the experience of faith. Baldwin's second novel, Giovanni's Room, was also semi-autobiographical, focusing on a queer American man living in Paris. The book was written shortly after Baldwin moved to Europe to escape the racism and homophobia that permeated American culture in the 1950s, and it was a groundbreaking example of complex representation of homosexuality and bisexuality in the modern American literary canon. He was a very romantic, theatrically inclined novelist, which he demonstrated most in his later works, If Beale Street Could Talk and Tell Me How Long the Train's Been Gone. Baldwin was also a socialist and a highly controversial orator on race in connection to anthropology and politics during the civil rights movement. At the time of his death from cancer in 1987, Baldwin had been working on a memoir called Remember This House, which reflected on his experiences with fellow civil rights leaders Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X, all of whom were assassinated for their activism. In recent years, the unfinished manuscript for Remember This House was adapted into a screenplay and became the basis for the Oscar-nominated documentary, I Am Not Your Negro. Thank you for tuning in as we observe Black History Month. To listen to these audio features again, go to WMPG.org.